It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. As you've been hearing on WNYC, same-sex couples in New Jersey can get married starting 1 minute after midnight on Monday morning. The state's Supreme Court denied Governor Christie's petition to delay the October 21st start of same-sex marriages while his administration appeals. Those oral arguments are scheduled in early January. Here to explain more behind today's ruling is Haley Gorenberg. She is the deputy legal director at Lambda Legal. Hi, Haley.
Hi.
So, gay marriages can start taking place on Monday, but the Christie administration is still appealing. Let's reflect back on that lower court judge's ruling that Governor Christie is appealing. It hinged on the U.S. Supreme Court's recent ruling overturning parts of the Defense of Marriage Act, correct?
That's right. After the Windsor decision in late June, the only thing that was standing between New Jersey's couples, 16,000 couples across the state, same-sex couples and their children, and having their full federal rights and protections was New Jersey's discrimination. And today, with this unanimous decision from the Supreme Court of the state, those couples are going to be able to step forward starting Monday and get married, and their families are going to be a lot safer and more secure come Monday.
And that judge had ruled that October 21st was the start date. The Christie administration asked for a stay of that. That was not granted today. Now, the state has a 72-hour waiting period between applying for a marriage license and actually getting married. So can gay couples who show up at their town halls get married on Monday?
Well, I understand that some municipalities have already let people have applications for their license at the end of this week. So if they wait the 72 hours, they should be able to go Monday and then get their license. Then there's also a provision in state law for a waiver under certain circumstances, and you can get that from a Superior Court judge, and I believe that people will be seeking that as well.
What if you've been legally married in another state? Say you got married in New York. Does the 72-hour waiting period apply?
For a reaffirmation of your marriage, which is something that's also allowed under New Jersey law, there isn't a waiting period for that at all. And clients that I have and people who are members of the state equality group that we represent are many of them looking to get married as soon as possible, because what this means to them is, I mean, everything from mundane, everyday, your dental insurance being covered through your spouse's plan and for your children, to things that are life-altering events being provided for or not. So if you are married and you're covered by Medicare, if you and your spouse should need skilled nursing facilities, you can be placed together. You have the right to be placed together if you're married, and you don't have that if you're not. If you're a veteran and you've served this country and you would want to be buried with your spouse at the end of your lives, you have the right to do that if you're married under the federal veterans benefits, and you don't if you're not. So really just a whole range of benefits and protections and also responsibilities that people can have because they're married under all these federal protections, the full array, and they're going to be able to have those now.
Haley, but this might be thrown out if the state Supreme Court in New Jersey rules after oral arguments are heard in January against gay marriage. So what would happen to the legal status of the gay couples who were married between Monday, October 21st, and that decision?
Well, I don't presume to forecast a court ruling or what specifically the court would say. But the ruling that we have today is extremely powerful, it is thorough, and it is unanimous from the same justices who will hear the case. And we do have some precedent for situations where people have gotten married and then the rite has been ended for a period of time. In California, people were married after a Supreme Court case in that state allowed for marriage. And then, unfortunately, a ballot proposition, Prop 8, was voted in. And after 18,000 couples had gotten married in California, the right to marry ceased in California for a time until Prop 8 was struck down as unconstitutional itself. And the couples who had gotten married, those 18,000 couples who got married during that window period, were still married. It was just that nobody else coming after them for a period of time had the right to additionally get married in the state.
Haley Gorenberg is the deputy legal director at Lambda Legal, talking about the ins and outs of what will happen come Monday when gay couples in New Jersey will be allowed to start getting married. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Amy.